Muy buenas tardes a todos los que están conectados a través del satélite Amazonas y el satélite.
Good afternoon to everyone connected through the satellite Amazonas and satellite Eutelsat 8, and also through the internet. Today, September 13, 2024, we have as a subject the angel with the seven thunders, finalizing time, preached on May 22, 2009, in Armenia, Colombia. And let us read in the book of Revelation, on the 10th chapter, first verse and on, where it tells us, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hands to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heavens and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. There he writes of redemption, the time of mercy, under the dispensation of the grace." In other words, time should be no longer the time when the door of the dispensation of grace closes, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Our subject for this occasion, for this Bible study, based on that message we will be seeing and listening to, preached by Dr. William Soto Santiago, titled, The Angel with the Seven Thunders, Finalizing Time. You may please be seated. It tells us in the message, listening to the voice of God in the last days, preached by Dr. William Soto Santiago, Sunday, January 7, 2007, in Goiânia, Brazil, it says, And now, how will we hear the voice of God, the word of God for the last day? In Ezekiel's days, God gave him the word in another dimension, as he always does with his prophets. He ate it up, and then he spoke it to the people. In the book of Revelation, chapter 10, we have a passage parallel to the one we read from Ezekiel. Let us read it. It says, And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Who is this angel? It is Jesus Christ in his heavenly body, in his theophanic body, called the Angel of the Covenant or Angel of the Lord in the Old Testament. Christ finishes his work of intercession in heaven as high priest. Once he has completed his church, once he has called the last one written in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life, and then he becomes the Lion of the tribe of Judah, King of kings and Lord of lords. He takes the title deed from the right hand of he who sits on the throne, according to Revelation chapter 5, verse 1 and on. and he opens it in heaven. And then the work of intercession would have ended. The straight gate will be closed. There will be no longer opportunity for the people to obtain salvation. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ will have been completed. And he had in his hand a little book open. It is the same little book that he took in Revelation chapter 5 and opened it in heaven in chapter 6 and chapter 8, where he opens the seventh seal, chapter 8, verse 1. And then in chapter 10, he comes with the little book open in his hand. He is no longer a lamb, but lion. He is no longer high priest, but king and judge. He is no longer intercessor, but judge. He goes on to say, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. Upon the sea, that is peoples, nations, and tongues, upon which the Holy Spirit places his feet, his right foot, and his left foot on the earth. There in the book of the seals, on page 375, it tells us, the Reverend William Branham tells us, this is from the fifth seal. It says on that page, now they have to taste death, don't they? That's right, after their ministry is finished. He is speaking about the ministries of Moses and Elijah, where the Holy Spirit at the end time would be operating those ministries. And there he says that at the end, because he's coming from page 373 and 374, and this is 375, he is speaking about that ministry which the Holy Spirit would be operating at the end time, which is the ministry of Moses and Elijah. He says, now they have to face death, don't they? That's right, after their ministry is finished. Why? The seventh angel's ministry then be by Moses, if he's immortal, the same as it could be by Elijah? Why didn't God just said, Elijah, you don't work so hard, and everything, all different places. I believe I'll just send Moses down. Why? Look at Moses' ministry. Elijah was a prophet to all nations, but Moses was a lawgiver to the Jews only. Amen. Moses is there. The reason he come with Elijah, the Jews saying, wait, we're still keeping the law here. But here stand Moses himself. And here is Elijah standing with him. See? He comes to the Jews only. See? Moses only went to the Jew. But prophet Elijah was to all nations. But Moses became a prophet to the Jews and a lawgiver. See? That was his message, the law. But what was Elijah's message? To bob hair women, denominations, yes sir. And he really tore them to pieces, painted up faces, told them, you're going to be fed to the dogs. He just really tore into them. Now notice how all that ministry of the two olive trees will be also speaking against all of those things. The ministry of Elijah as one of the two olive trees. And to the right, there he writes, Moses to all nations, the right foot. And Elijah, the left foot, or vice versa. Moses, he continues writing downward, that is sideways, but he's writing downwards. Moses brought judgment to Egypt, Gentile kingdom, type of the kingdom of the beast. I'll read it again. Moses to all nations, the right foot, and Elijah, the left foot, or vice versa. Moses brought judgment to Egypt, Gentile kingdom, type of the kingdom of the beast. Our brother William continues to say here, he's reading the scripture of Revelation 10, and he reads and makes comments, and now he goes on. On the next verse from the scripture, and our brother William reads, and he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. Brother William says. And now, he is there as a lion of the tribe of Judah, for he is the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. It is the voice of Christ, the voice of the Holy Spirit, Christ in Holy Spirit, Christ in his heavenly body, crying as a lion, as king. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hands to heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. And Brother William says, the time of redemption. Now, here in this message titled, Is This the Sign of the End, Sir? On page 51, it says, there was them angels. There was a blast like a thunder that shook the whole earth. God knows I told the truth. Just remember, something is fixing to happen. I don't know what it is, but could it be this? The reason I say this, prepare yourselves. Let us pray. Pray how? Take our position. And there he draws a cornerstone and the ages and divides the part of the seventh age. The seventh age. And an arrow toward the cornerstone. Pray how? In the army of his believers and prepare ourselves, for it may be later than we're thinking. You know me, and I have never told you a lie yet, as I know of. And as Samuel said to them, have I ever told you anything in the name of the Lord but what come to pass? Now, I'm telling you now, I don't know what this is. I can't say what this is. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm scared. As your brother, I've been scared since last Saturday. It may be the end time. It may be the time for the rainbows to sweep across the sky. And an announcement from the heavens saying, time is no more. If it is, let's prepare ourselves, friends, to meet our God. And there to the left, he writes, rainbow, time is no more. Now that announcement, notice, is given by that mighty angel, which later on we will see who does it. Brother William says, after finishing the scripture here, up to where he read it, and he says, the time of redemption, the time of salvation, ends with the coming of the mighty angel that comes down from heaven. Therefore, the door of the dispensation of grace closes. And from that point on, people no longer have the opportunity for salvation. They no longer have opportunity to receive Christ in order to be baptized in water in his name and receive the Holy Spirit and obtain the eternal life, obtain the new birth, and become part of the Church of Jesus Christ, because the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ have already been completed. And notice, that has already taken place at the end of 2018, when the Holy Supper, the baptisms, and all those commemorations that were done under the dispensation of grace ended, giving people the opportunity under the preaching of the gospel of the grace, for the people to receive Christ as their Savior and could obtain the new birth after being baptized in water. Now notice, all of that came to an end back then. In that year, at the beginning of the next year, the end of the dispensation of grace was proclaimed when the dispensation of the grace was closed and a door was being opened, which that door is the door of the dispensation of the kingdom. The door of the dispensation of the kingdom, which in Revelation chapter 4, that voice shows, that says, come up hither. It is a call to come up to the age of the cornerstone and dispensation of the kingdom. And it is no longer a stage belonging to the ages, thus belonging to the holy place. It is a heavenly stage. It is the stage of the most holy place. Now notice, in the message, the evening messenger, on page 22, tells us on paragraph 158, look at the Roman Catholic Church, garnished the tomb of St. Patrick, garnished the tomb of Joan of Arc. They killed that woman and burned her as a witch because she was spiritual, because she's in visions. They burnt her at the stake as a witch. 200 years later, they dug up the priest's body and threw them in the river to do penance, knowing that she was a servant of Christ. But in the day, they didn't know who she was while the church was passing through. And you go right over the top of people and they'll never recognize it. Jesus, that is, he's speaking about this time. Jesus, they didn't know he was the Son of God till he was dead and buried and rose again. Didn't Peter indict them on the day of Pentecost? You men with wicked hands have taken the Prince of Life and slew it, slayed him. Oh, the flashing red signal of his coming is down. Amen. We're at the end. Amen. That flashing red signal is everywhere. Everywhere. Ichabod wrote on, the time is ended. Time's run out. And there he writes, Revelation 10. And our brother William continues saying, therefore, when that angel rises his hand to heaven and swears by him who lives forever and ever that time will be no more, then the time of redemption will be no more. It will be over. Christ will have already finished his work of intercession in heaven as high priest. And brother William continues reading the scripture. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. In other words, as it was promised, that the mystery of God would be finished, accomplished. That is how it will be. In the message countdown, on page 25, the Reverend William Branham tells us in this message, he says, may every sick person here right now, Lord, get right into Christ. And there he draws a cornerstone and the ages and an arrow toward the cornerstone. Get right into Christ, Jesus, to his word, his promise, and saying, ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it. May they start to count 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Go on off, Lord. May they rise from cots, stretchers, whatever it might be. May they rise from their shackled down sickness to go out yonder in outer space where doctors, science, none of them knows nothing about. Where the power of God has promised by the scientific research of the Bible here, or the spiritual research, rather, of the Bible. Now notice that all of that is going to be carried out in that peak part, after this teaching under the tent, which is given the rapturing faith to the elect of God. And that peak part will come where all of that will be seen in the midst of the church, where Brother Branham was taken in a vision. And he saw how people entered into a little wooden room and came out healed. A person went in a stretcher. Notice, they pushed her in. She was laying there. And then on the other side, that person that was laying there came out pushing the stretcher. That is, she was healed. The man on crutches went in on crutches. And notice, he came out the other side carrying the crutches. He was healed. And likewise, many miracles happening. Physical miracles and also spiritual ones. But now notice how the stage of the teaching under the tent is taking place, which was said that in a great tent cathedral, the mystery of the seventh seal would be revealed, which would give the church bride the rapturing faith. After that stage, then comes all those miracles as a vindication that God is in the midst of His people. And there we will be seeing that mighty angel in the midst of the church, who said that time would be no longer. And when you see, you will see the same veil of flesh who said that time would be no more, that the dispensation of grace ended and that a new dispensation was beginning. In other words, it would be the same veil of flesh at the end of those last years of the dispensation of grace and beginning of the dispensation of the kingdom, which we will read something about it later on. Now, he continues to say something here on page 25 to show that God ever was God, still remains God. He will always be God, and He is the infinite, omnipotent, almighty, omnipresent being that can keep His word and can do all things and promised us all things are possible to them that will believe. God granted. May that wayward man or woman, boy or girl, this morning, that's not in there listening to the countdown of God's word, knowing that we're right down, done counted the last thing off, and he writes the seventh age. She's ready to holler zero at any time, and the church to go. We see the message ending up. We see the persecution rising. Because it was prophesied to us, and we were told that at this end time, a squeeze would come, which will later turn into a persecution for the foolish virgins and the 144,000. And that squeeze was going to begin somehow. And that squeeze, notice, is directed against the elect, the church bride, which is being prepared for the rapture. When our brother William said, when you see an attack directed against the tent vision, and the fulfillment of the tent vision, and the ministry and everything that God is carrying out there, then the transformation, the resurrection and transformation, is soon to come. In other words, all that was already prophesied, that there was going to be an attack against the ministry under the tent and also to the tent. In other words, all of that was already spoken. And there he draws a cornerstone and the ages. And he underlines the last three, and in the last one he writes seven. And then in the cornerstone he writes zero. And to the left upward he writes zero time, dash, time is no more. And he draws a Star of David, and he writes, Revelation 10, 1 to 6. Our brother William continues to say in this message, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. John the Apostle typifies the church of Jesus Christ, and also the messenger who will be on earth at the time when Christ finishes His work of intercession in heaven. And then He takes the sealed book, opens it in heaven, brings it to earth, and gives it to a man. That man will be a prophet, who is represented in John the Apostle. When does that happen? When the work of intercession ends in heaven. There He takes the title deed, which happened already at the end. Notice of that year, 2018, everything came in an interlace, and by 2019, it was spoken more clearly. And then, in those upcoming years, was the time for that dispensational ministry to begin. He goes on to say here, "And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey." And now, here we have a case parallel to the one of Ezekiel. Here we have an angel, which is Christ in his heavenly body, his theophanic body, with a little book open in his hand to give it to a man. That is the title deed of heaven and earth. It is the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, we are already seeing more prominently when he ended his work of intercession in heaven, when he gave that book to that man, to that prophet. Notice, all those things are already being opened to the church bride. On page 69 of the Book of the Seals, he tells us, on that page where he's reading about Revelation 5, from 1 to 7, and he says, "This seventh seal book is revealed at the time of the seven thunders of Revelation 10. Now, if you're making it down, let's turn to Revelation 10 just a moment so you'll get an understanding before we get into it. Now, this is the end time, for listen. There he writes on that paragraph, Revelation 10, 1 to 11, equals Revelation 11, 3 to 7, and 11, 15 to 19. In other words, the coming of the mighty angel is the coming of the Holy Spirit, operating the ministries of Moses and Elijah, which is Revelation 11. We see him there already prophesying, speaking about that mystery of the seventh seal, revealing that mystery of the seventh seal to his church. "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head." If you notice, that's Christ, see? Because he, in the Old Testament, was called the angel of the covenant. And he is directly coming to the Jews now, for the church is finished, see? All right. "And his face, as it were, the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire." You remember that angel in Revelation 1? Same thing. Angel is a messenger, and he's the messenger to Israel, see? The church has been raptured, see now, or fixing to be raptured. He comes for his church. Now watch. "And he had in his hand a little book open." Now notice. He is a messenger to where? To Israel. Now he continues saying here, "And in order for the human being to physically return to eternal life, he has to receive the title deed. It is received by our representative in heaven, who is Jesus Christ. He brings it to earth in Revelation chapter 10 and gives it to a man. It must be a dispensational prophet sent to earth at the end of the dispensation of grace. In other words, in the last years of the dispensation of grace. To receive that book, eat it, and then what is he going to do? Let's see. Now notice, in the last years of the dispensation of grace, that is, let us say the last 17 or 19 years of the dispensation of grace. So by then, that instrument had to be starting his ministry. And it was not the Reverend William Branham, nor was it Dr. William Soto Santiago. The title deed was not given to them. As simple as that. In other words, neither of them ate that book. It was eaten by that instrument who is alive in the midst of the people of God at this end time, to say it more clearly. And the church bride has already understood all that. She has understood it. And through that instrument, she is receiving all the teaching that is being given from the Great Tent Cathedral and from wherever he is, because he is the third pool. Now notice how in other places he spoke and said that the third pool is the Word. And by the title deed being in him, well, the Word would be visiting all of Latin America and the entire world. And there, we have the fulfillment of that mighty angel coming down from heaven saying, time is no longer. Now he continues saying, notice the order is to eat the book, to take the little book from the angel's hand and eat it up. See, none of them, Christ didn't eat it. Notice, neither did the Reverend William Branham, neither Dr. William Soto Santiago. Notice, the order is to eat the book, to take the little book from the angel's hand and eat it up. It will be bitter in his belly, but in his mouth it will be sweet. Now notice that in many places, you can find that Brother Branham still spoke as if he were the one who ate the book. And in many places, Brother William spoke of the title deed, that he had already been eaten by a man, that the content of the title deed was being proclaimed, that it was being made flesh in the believers in the Lord at that time. Notice, all that was showing how it would be later on. But none of them said that time is no more. None of them said that the dispensation of grace is over, finished, and that he no longer is on the throne of intercession in heaven, making intercession, but that now he is as judge. Only to the one whose that book was given to and who ate it up. He is the only human being on this planet Earth who said that there is no mercy on the throne which is in heaven, and that the door of the dispensation of grace is closed, and that now the door of the dispensation of the kingdom is open. As simple as that. But in his mouth it will be sweet. That is, it will be bitter due to the persecutions which that person will go through. In other words, it is already prophesied, it's already spoken, that scoffers will come, persecutions will come, criticisms will come, blasphemies will come, all of that will come. And that instrument and the people, by knowing all those things, will hold on even more to the word, to the pillar of fire, because those are signs that show that we are already in the time of the end, in the fulfillment of all these prophecies. But it will be sweet to speak. It will be pleasant to speak about the content of that book. Of course it's pleasant to speak where there is no limits, to speak the whole content of that book, as he spoke there in the book of quotations on the first page, on that first paragraph where he saw a great mountain of bread. There is so much fruit at this end time that what he saw there about people, individuals, arriving with white robes, in other words, with theophanies. Only the people who hear the teaching under the tent are the ones who have theophanies. The rest of the people don't have theophany. That's why they do not comprehend and do not understand what God is carrying out. Now, he goes on to say, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. This person who is represented by the Apostle John here, and who will appear at the end time in which we live, will have the prophetic message pertaining to the end time. See, he is a person who will appear, and he's speaking here in 2009. In other words, that instrument was not yet ministering. The Holy Spirit, the pillar of fire, was not ministering through him, because there cannot be two prophets at the same time. And if it was so, one will increase and the other one will decrease. And for a dispensational messenger with another dispensational messenger, a long time passes. That is why more than 2,000 years have elapsed since the appearance of Jesus. Messianic messenger prophet, see? Messenger of that messianic age. The number 6 and number 7 is the one that is today in the midst of his church under the dispensation of the kingdom. He will have the prophetic message pertaining to the end time for all the people, nation, tongues, and kings. And therefore, that will be the word of God, the word of the Son of God in the last days or in the final days, that will be the word that all the sons and daughters of God will be hearing. See, they are the sons and daughters of God, because He said, my sheep hear my voice and follow me. The word, the message, the teaching is for the sons and daughters of God, which God is giving at this end time. It is the same voice of Jesus Christ that calls in Revelation 4 to His church, represented in John the Apostle. And He says, come up hither, and I will shew thee things which must be hereafter. It is the voice of the Son of God in the end days, in the end time. That is the voice that I want to hear in this end time. And who else? Each one of you as well. Because that is the voice of the Son of God. That is the voice that the dead in Christ will hear. Notice why there He knew that He was living. And there He says that He also wants to hear that voice at the end time. Why did He say, our brother William Soto Santiago, there says that He also wants to hear and long to hear that voice? Because it is the voice that will resurrect Him. That is why John chapter 5 verse 25, there He tells us, and let us read that portion. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. And there He writes, in the flesh. Therefore, Brother William knew that he was depending on that voice as well. Because if he did not listen to that voice, he would not be resurrected, and neither would those who are there in the sixth dimension. Therefore, he depends on that voice, and those who are alive also, for transformation and them for resurrection. That is the voice that the dead in Christ will hear, and they will resurrect. And him, by listening to it, he will be resurrected. That is the great voice of trumpet or final trumpet of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 12 to 17 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 49 to 58. It is the great voice of the trumpet or final trumpet, the voice of God, the voice of the Son of God in the last days, speaking to His people, speaking to His church, speaking to all of Christianity, speaking to mankind, speaking to the Hebrew people. It is for all people, nations, tongues, and kings, and therefore, for every human being. And a little further on says, and now we find that every human being can hear the voice of God according to the way established by God. It will not be the way in which every person is expecting it. It will be in God's way. God has a divine order to speak to mankind. And it is already clear to us that it is through messengers, through prophets, and God does not change His order. It has to be in God's way. Look, that is in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, it says, that He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. And remember the scripture of Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. That is the order established by God, always, from age to age and from dispensation to dispensation. And that is the way in which God is speaking to the elect at this end time. And the third pool, by it being for the bride, for the foolish, for the lost, and for the 144,000, that is the way where all those groups are listening to that voice, the voice of the mighty angel of Revelation, chapter 10. The angel with the seven thunders finalizing time. Let us stand and thus live with us with this subject. The angel with the seven thunders finalizing time,
our dear brother and friend,
Dr.
William Soto Santiago.